Well, we know that the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro does a lot to help out local businesses in our community, and they have an upcoming event in the next month or so that they're looking to get the word out on. Joining me in the studio to share a little bit more about this is Rebecca Dickinson, the Vice President for Membership at the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, and we are going to be talking about the Chamber's upcoming Celebrate Local Market and Expo. Rebecca, thanks so much for taking the time to drop by. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for inviting me today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The conversation presented by the Chamber. And so share with us about this Celebrate Local Market and Expo. People might hear that and go, wow, that sounds like something a little similar to what the Chamber's done in the past. But here are the details for this year's.
Yeah, I'm so excited that we're bringing back the Orange County's largest business expo. Like you said, it's Tuesday, October 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. And our community partners are helping us put this together at Carrboro Town Commons. It's free. It's going to be open to the public. We want the whole family to come. We'll be safely celebrating and supporting our local resilient business community. So we hope to have like 60 to 80 tables of businesses out there, and we're really wanting to make sure that we have an opportunity for people to come and engage.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. I imagine kind of similar to business expos that the Chamber's hosted in the past, but different because it's outdoors. And is there anything else that is going to make this year's expo unique?
Yeah, of course. This year we're going to Carrboro Town Commons. So we'll enjoy the fall weather. We'll safely interact with each other using social distancing measures and additional cleaning and safety protocols. Carrboro Town Commons is where the Carrboro Farmers Market is currently. So they're out there every Wednesday and Saturday, and we're super lucky to be able to use their space and their shelter, and there's a playground and lighting and all the things we need to have like a wonderful facility experience for people coming to visit. I couldn't think of a better location to be celebrating our local business community.
It's awesome.
And then this year, it's going to be a market, not just an expo. So thank goodness at the Carrboro Town Commons, we have the ability for our local business community to bring out the best of their shops and their menus, gift cards, and experiences so that people can do a one-stop local shopping experience like we've never seen before here in our community. So we'll be heading into the year and holiday season, and our hope really is that our community will come out and make an intentional effort to start here and shop local before they pick up the mouse and shop online.
Got it. We're speaking with Rebecca Dickinson of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, talking about the upcoming Celebrate Local Market and Expo. So it's kind of there in the name, obviously a way for people to learn more about local businesses, but also a way for local businesses to try and make sure that they're on people's maps immediately so they've got their stuff there for them to check out, buy, and keep in mind for the holiday season. What type of local businesses are you guys envisioning participating in that event? Because when you think about a market, I think some people might think of some specific businesses, but are there any that the Chamber is specifically targeting to participate?
Yeah, you're exactly right. There's all types of businesses and nonprofits. We really hope to have a great cross-section of what we offer here locally available, from restaurants to retail, personal services, and local experiences. The ability to kind of offer services on site gives us the chance to interact with our local business owners and leaders so that we can get to know them both personally and get to know what they're offering our community. I'm highly recommended that any table display that comes out brings not only freebies, but also things for people to purchase right there on the spot. Some examples of our exhibitors that are planning to come include Fitch Lumber Company. They're going to be out there setting up not only a showroom, but a shop with some of the favorite things that they offer. Trevor Holman Photography will be offering one free digital headshot at the event for anybody who stops by their booth. Crave Kava Bar will offer kava tea samples and have some of their best-selling teas for purchase. And Kidzoo Museum will be showcasing interactively near the playground.
A whole variety of things. If people are hearing this and they go, ooh, we want to be involved, how can businesses get in touch about securing a spot?
Yeah, right now we're super excited to have people be signing up. If you can participate as a vendor, we want you to go to our website, carolinachamber.org. There's a button at the top of the site, or you can go directly to the event page with carolinachamber.org/celebratelocal.
Okay.
There's the ability to sign up there. You can choose your booth. There's a map. There's all the things you need to sign up. And right now, if you use the promo code CHAPELBOROUGH, you can get 50% off your registration. So if you're a local business owner or leader and you want to have a table out there, go to carolinachamber.org and type in the promo code CHAPELBOROUGH for 50% off.
Once again, carolinachamber.org/CHAPELBOROUGH. You heard Rebecca Dickinson say that there. And this conversation brought to us by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro as they are looking to get ready for their Celebrate Local Market and Expo. And Rebecca, I know that events like this, with as big of a scale as it sounds, are never able to be done just with one organization. So I imagine that there's probably some community partners involved here too. Anybody that you want to help give some credit to during the planning process of this festival?
Yes, thank you for that. We do. Of course, strong partners are super important for how we pull this off. I want to, first, of course, I'm here talking with you today because Chapel Hill Media Group is our media partner for this event.
We sure are.
And so 97.hill and chapelboroughcom are helping us make sure that we get all the community out and making it successful. We're also working with Dwight Bassett at Chapel Hill Economic Development and Chan Hartman Brown at Carrboro Economic Development to make sure that this production really helps support our local business community. And then also the Carrboro Business Alliance is a sister organization of the Chamber of Commerce. And so we're excited to be working with their leadership team. They're some of the most supportive and community building groups I've ever been a part of.
Got it. Well, Rebecca, as we begin to wrap up our conversation, is there anything else out there that you want people to know about this event or anything else that the Chamber is doing that you want to take a moment to highlight for listeners?
Oh, the Chamber is super busy this fall. We've got a lot going on, but we still really stand by trying to make sure that our local business community is connected and invested in making this a great place to live, work, and play. So if you're not a member of the Chamber, go to carolinachamber.org to learn more about membership. And if you are a member of the Chamber, again, go to carolinachamber.org and find out how we can be getting involved and connected this fall.
Absolutely. Well, carolinachamber.org/chapelboroughcom is the promo code you can use to get 50% off of your booth if you want to be part of the Celebrate Local Market and Expo that, as Rebecca announced, is going to be happening Tuesday, October 26th at the Carrboro Town Commons. Rebecca, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing some details about the event. We look forward to having that come up in the next few weeks.
I appreciate the time. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.